This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. The United States Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, recently announced plans to roll back net neutrality as a principle by which the internet operates. The move was met with protests from netizens, a human rights organization, and major companies such as Facebook, Google, and Amazon, with July the 12th declared Day of Action to Save Net Neutrality. Simply put, net neutrality is the principle by which internet service providers and internet regulators must treat all data on the internet without discriminating by user, content, website, platform, or mode of communication. On the line is Jeremy Malcolm, Senior Global Policy Analyst with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an international nonprofit digital rights group based in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to begin very quickly, Jeremy, with the question of why the Electronic Frontier Foundation opposes plans being advocated by FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, who was appointed by Donald Trump in January. Why do they oppose his plans?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, first of all. And the plans to roll back net neutrality are really just driven by a very few large telecommunications operators, because they're really the only people who would benefit from this. Net neutrality is important for pretty much everyone else, whether they're content providers, that is, the people who have websites that are accessible over the internet, and, of course, users. So by removing these net neutrality rules, what's likely to happen is that the big telecommunications companies are going to start discriminating against particular websites, trying to charge more to website operators, or promoting their own services or doing special deals to promote certain services to make them faster than others. And the result of that will be that users will not have the level playing field that they have at the moment, where every internet service or website is available on the same basis. So that's why we're against these plans to roll back net neutrality.
I understand the FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's reason for repealing the current net neutrality rules is that he believes it will lead to greater innovation. But is this really a fight over revenue?
I think it is really just a fight over revenue, and the split between the content creators and the telecommunications companies, because they can see that a lot more of the money is going nowadays to, you know, the Googles, the Facebooks, the companies that are actually providing the services or the content that we access over the internet, rather than going into the pockets of the telecommunications companies. And that's kind of true in a way, because the telcos essentially are really just providing a utility in a way, like our electricity or our water. They're not providing that value add, and they would like to have a piece of that action. So I think their reasons for trying to dismantle net neutrality are so that they can try and negotiate with the content platforms to say, hey, give us a piece of your action.
Now, on the question of innovation, just coming back to the arguments being put forward by FCC Chairman, of course, I don't expect you to speak on his behalf, but I believe Alexis Ohanian, the founder of Reddit, has come out to make the opposite argument, that saying that, in fact, innovation begins from a level playing field, that without this level playing field that net neutrality affords, innovation is actually in jeopardy.
Well, that's true, because innovation usually comes from the smaller companies, doesn't it? So if you're a startup, then you want to have the ability to reach consumers just in the same way that a large company like Facebook does. And if net neutrality rules aren't there, then you can't rely on that. You may find yourself reaching consumers at a much slower speed because of discrimination against you, maybe because Facebook is paying the telecommunications operator money that you can't afford to pay.
Now, before we come back to the question of the kind of conversation or the fight that's happening in the U.S. over net neutrality, I want to ask you if you could tell us, do you think that this fight in the U.S. will have implications for the rest of us, for countries beyond America's borders, if the fight against the rollback for net neutrality is lost in the U.S., will it have any bearing or impact on the rest of the world?
Well, the rest of the world is still in the process of really developing their own approaches to net neutrality. Certainly, Europe has recently adopted some pretty strong laws covering net neutrality over there. But there are many other countries around the world or regions that don't. And I think even Malaysia is really in that situation where there aren't any strong net neutrality protections in Malaysia. And so there will be countries that will take their lead from whatever it is the United States decides to do. So in that sense, it's important. It's also important because of how many of the U.S. tech platforms are accessed around the world. So obviously, if the smaller platforms are disadvantaged, then maybe you're not going to be able to access the websites that you used to like to access at the same speed. So, for example, you know, Wikipedia, I think, is hosted in the United States. They're a non-profit. They can't afford to pay large amounts of money to telcos. And if they end up being disadvantaged by the removal of net neutrality rules in the U.S., then that's also going to affect Malaysians and others elsewhere in the world.
Could you give us a little bit of a sense of the politics behind this? The Federal Communications Commission, how does it rate in terms of its responsibilities? Is largely responsible to the administration, to the executive, Donald Trump's administration. Can there be real public pressure be brought to bear upon it to stop it or stymie this attempt to dismantle net neutrality?
Well, it's a good question. In theory, the FCC is not a partisan political agency. It's meant to be independent. However, the commissioners themselves do align with political parties, and at the moment, Ajit Pai is a Republican, and the balance of power at the FCC has moved to the Republicans. And so we no longer have the same FCC that we had when those net neutrality rules first came in, against which, by the way, Ajit Pai dissented. It is meant to consult with the public and to take decisions based on public submissions. And so EFF, my organization, did put in a public submission, as did many thousands of other people. And in theory, that should have influence with the FCC, but at the end of the day, they are going to make an independent, supposedly independent decision. They're not bound to, for example, follow the majority of public decisions. They can look at the public submissions and throw them out if they don't like them. So it's a weird sort of situation in which, yes, public pressure does have a bearing and is important, but it's not a guarantee that they will make the right decision. So at the end of the day, they're not directly accountable for the decision they make, which is kind of unfortunate. But the FCC is the only agency that can solve this problem. In fact, EFF for a long time was reluctant to agree that the FCC should be responsible for handling net neutrality. But in the end, we decided there was literally no other way to accomplish this in the US. So we're kind of stuck with them.
Very quickly, we also have a situation where, you know, all these big tech giants, the Facebooks, the Googles, Amazons, Reddits of the world are against it. I'm in a kind of pro-business America, you know, where's their voice? I mean, don't they have huge leverage over the administration and the way things operate at the level of policy?
You would think so, but the FCC in particular has been regarded as a captured agency from the telecommunications sector, not from the content sector. So, yes, I mean, in a sense, it's a battle between two powerful industries, but the one that has the ear of the FCC happens to be the telecommunications companies. At a bigger political level, yes, those tech companies do lobby Congress, and Congress in turn can place pressure on the FCC. So that's an important channel that those companies can exercise. Another thing they can do, which they have been doing during the Net Neutrality Day of Action, is just to energize the public and to make sure that the public are aware of what's going on, and the public then can try and raise pressure on their representatives in Congress and directly to the FCC. So I think the fight is on. It's too early to say what the outcome will be, but it's going to be a difficult fight with a Republican-controlled FCC. So we'll just have to hope for the best.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.